This next inner posture I want to speak about is, it's related, it kind of builds on what we've been speaking about, but it's a little different thing. You see, one of probably the most extraordinary insight of spiritual awakening, the most arresting, the most, that's one that turns our world upside down the most, is this mysterious kind of almost kind of mind-stopping revelation that reality in its very essence, and that you in your very essence, are already whole and complete, lacking nothing. See, we live our lives with a sense that there's somewhere to get to in the future, that there's some with an idealized future when our circumstances will be just right and our inner world will be just right. We've healed ourselves enough. We've, you know, processed our trauma enough. We've done our work, whatever. And we're now at a place where we can really live. We're at a place where we can fully let go. And we sort of put off our full, we put off our enlightenment into the future, but we even just put off fully living into the future. It's always somewhere out there. And we do it because this moment doesn't seem adequate. We look around, there's all kinds of things that could be better. And we look inside ourselves and we feel there's a lot that could be better there too. So we live for the future. We live oriented for this future we're getting to. But the radical inside of spiritual awakening is that there's nowhere else to go. There's no better moment waiting. This moment is it. This moment, if I could just turn fully toward it, give all of myself to it, already, it's already full. It's already overflowing. The sacredness, the illumination that I've been seeking has never not been here. It's always been shot through every moment of life. I'm already that which I'm seeking. This insight shatters the illusion of lack. It floods us with the knowledge of fullness and wholeness, completeness, even a sense of perfection, that in its essence, reality is perfect. Maybe not on the surface, maybe not in the details, but everything is arising out of and expressing this perfect essence if we can see it. So the reason I'm bringing this up in this context is that this is a moment when things seem so far from full or whole or perfect. Things seem so upside down. So I feel it's a profound moment for us to practice fully embracing this moment, because this practice runs so counter to all the reactivity to our time. So I want to invite you again into a brief meditation. Just for a few minutes right now. Let go of the future. Let go of any idea of a better future that's waiting for you. Allow yourself to embrace this moment, this exact moment, as the only moment there is. And to just for a brief practice, stop insisting that there's something missing. Let go of the idea that there's something wrong with reality. It means whatever you're experiencing is enough. It's it. Even with everything happening in the world, life is good. All you need to do to practice this is let go of the future, embrace the moment exactly as it is, and let go of the idea that something's missing. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Go ahead and begin to let go of the meditation. Allowing it to just take root inside you and let it do its work and flow on into your life in whatever way it does. So how does this insight that the moment is already whole, that nothing's missing, that this is it, how does this come into an awakened life practice that we can do during the day. Two brief components I want to speak about. Well, I'm just going to combine them into one. Essentially, the practice I want to invite you to do related to this posture is to practice being a wholehearted yes to life in every moment. Because see, when we realize that there's nowhere else to go and there's nothing to wait for, we have an opportunity to turn to the life we're in right now, the moment we're living right now, and give it everything. It means to be fully present for the moment we're in, for the people we're with, for the situation in front of us. But when I say fully present, I mean in the deepest way, to bring all of the capacities that we've just practiced over this last hour and a half, I guess, to bring all of that to bear on every moment. See, the thing is, this practice is about giving up waiting and not postponing. So we have to observe in ourselves all the ways we're waiting, all the ways we're postponing that wholeheartedness. I can't fully give myself now because I might need some for later. But when you open to your essence in the way I'm describing, you're tapping into an infinite power, an infinite wisdom, an infinite love and creativity. It's not something that runs out. It's not something you have to save up and, you know, oh, I can only give a little bit here because I might need it another day. And, you know, the things aren't quite really right now, but they'll be better. No, it's only when we give ourselves fully to the life we're in, to the moment we're in, and we allow ourselves to be an unleashed force into the world and into the moment, that then the floodgates open and that flow starts to come through us and it flows endlessly. It only stops flowing if we dam it up, if we say, no, enough, too much. I want to get things back in control again. I want to get things back to where I can know again and predict again. As long as we're willing to let go in the ways that we've been practicing here today and to then fully invest our whole life in this moment as a big unconditional yes, to express all this now, then anything's possible. A whole and extraordinary life becomes possible. And it's not something we're having to generate and figure out how to do. It's happening naturally because it's our natural state. Everything I've spoken about here is just the natural expression of your true nature, of who you really already are. And these practices can support you to let that essential nature, that awakened essence, begin to express and ultimately become your only home and take over your whole life.